praise. How sweet that sound is.
I once was lost, but now, wow.
Pray that you would strengthen her and strengthen that family during the time of loss. Lord, for two Marys and their family, as well as their sister this week. Lord, I pray that you would touch and strengthen them, encourage them. As only you can do. And we give you praise today. Hallelujah. I want you, if you would, this morning, if you need prayer, we want you to come. We're going to anoint you and pray. How many believe that God still answers prayers? Move. Hallelujah. I'd love to see you this morning. For somebody that you know that needs Christ, and you're praying for them, I want you to come. We're going to agree together that they'll be saved.
There is no one else like you, for you are. I'm going to tell you something. I'm ready because I've been on a diet. You know, I lost all that weight last year, put all most of it back on. And I've been dieting again, and I'm tired of starving to death. Amen? They call it diet for a reason. And I'm ready just to go ahead and slim on down, because when the Lord comes and takes us home, hallelujah, I'm going to be back to that slim young man I used to be. Without any effort of dieting. But praise the Lord. Some of you are saying, Brother Ron, I just want my hair back. Some want my teeth back. I want my hip back. Well, you'll have it all back. Amen. We get there. I was talking with Josh Rosenstern, and I didn't get to go to Johnny Clary's funeral. And me and Johnny were good friends. I did talk to his wife when he passed away. And my intention were to go, but I just couldn't get over there. And this has been a few months ago that he passed away. But, you know, Johnny saved him from being in the Klan. He was a Ku Klux Klan member for many years. God saved him. And Josh was telling me that his wife got up and talked about Johnny. And said they buried him in a purple suit. Y'all know Johnny. I couldn't imagine him being buried in anything but an odd color suit. But he was buried in purple suit. And she got up and said to me, thank you, baby. But then she said, can you imagine when Johnny gets before the Lord, and the Lord has him in a white robe and says he's going to probably look at the Lord and say, Lord, do you have any other color because you saved me from that many years ago? And I said, that's Johnny. Amen. But isn't that wonderful that God can save and deliver somebody from hatred and bitterness, and to know that God can bring you from some low, low places. But I'm so thankful that, you know, everybody's going to be in heaven, black, white, rich, and poor. But if we've made Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, we're going to be in good shape. Amen. And so when we get in that white robe, we're going to be in good shape. Praise God. I want to come to you this morning for the tithe and offering. Many of you have been given your financial giving for the 2014. If you have it, receive it in the mail, or you need it today. We have it here. But we pray that you'll look at that. Some of you give quite a bit. Some of you done the best you could, I'm sure. But we need you to look at that and to say, you know, Lord, am I doing all I can do to help the kingdom of God? And I know there's other things that you help and all, but, you know, this is your church. We need your help. And I can be honest with you right now, we're having a financial crunch like we've never felt at the church in many years. And it's due to a lot of different reasons, but we really need your help. And we pray that you'll be faithful in 2015, that you will commit yourself to being faithful and helping us as we continue the work of God. The devil would love nothing more than to stop the work of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'd love nothing more than to stop us from going forward. But we got big plans. We got big plans for God. Man asked me one time, he said, what do you need that 12 1/4 acres for? I said, because God's got big things. He said, you don't need nothing but 5 acres for that church. I said, well, that's because that's all you see. But God's got bigger things in store, and we need, I said, matter of fact, they said, well, you should sell half that land. You pay things off. I said, brother, I'm not in the selling business. I'm in the buying business. I said, if anything, I'm looking across the street, planning on buying his land. Amen. I got 7 acres right behind me. I'm thinking about one day buying. Why is that? Because God's got big.
Amen and amen. God bless you if you would come this morning.
The song that I'm going to sing says, Jesus is alive and well. Amen.
Jesus is alive and well. Jesus is alive. Alive. settling.